Today we talk about closure and the importance of it in your fertility journey. I'm Dr. Mark Amels, and this is Taco About Fertility Tuesday. You've heard me state it before. IVF is not just a treatment, but is also a test. It's probably the best test you're ever going to do, and it's going to be able to give you information that you never knew about. The thing about IVF, though, is that when you go into it, you just assume it's going to work. And that's because it seems like it should. I mean, you're taking an embryo that's alive, possibly even genetically tested, and you're putting it directly into the best home it can be, which is your uterus. But what's interesting is even with a tested embryo, we find that about 40% of people will not have a live birth. Again, those numbers can vary a little bit, can be as high as 70, could be a little bit lower at 50. But in general, 60% of people will come away with a live birth and 40% of people won't. Now, it's important to understand that pregnancy rate is slightly different. That's whether you just have a positive pregnancy test, and that's going to be higher in the 75, 80, sometimes even the 90s. But live birth rate seems to not be as high because there are miscarriages and things that can occur. Now, when you hear closure, and we're going to be talking about closure, I'm not talking about the type of closure which is like a closure cycle. That's for another podcast in the future where someone wants to have, let's say, one last IVF cycle to have closure to be done. What I'm talking about is closure after any type of treatment, meaning it's really important for you to make sure to follow up with your doctor so you get some type of closure. Because the thing is, it's not like you completely know why things happened, and so you want to have those answers. Now, I can't guarantee you that you're going to get those answers, but what I can definitely guarantee is if you don't follow up, after, let's say, a bad cycle, or maybe even a cycle that wasn't as good as you want, you're never going to understand why, and you're not going to have that closure to understand what's going on. We're human, and what that means is you're going to blame yourself. You're going to think something you did caused it. You're going to think that thing you picked up was a little too heavy, or maybe because you took too hot of a shower that made things not work. And the reality is, it doesn't matter if you've read something saying it doesn't cause a problem. It doesn't even matter if I tell you right now that it didn't cause a problem. You will think about it. You will blame yourself. And you're going to wonder if there's even hope moving forward. And the thing is, sometimes when you go through IVF, there are things we see that actually bring more hope, even when it fails, because there are things we see that we realize we can fix. The thing I always talk about, the best thing about IVF is it's the one treatment you can actually see the problems and then you can fix them versus something like IUIs. When you do an IUI, nobody knows why it didn't work. I don't know, you don't know, and that's because we can't see anything. But in IVF, it's different. We can see the eggs. We can see the shape of the eggs. We can see if they're dark, what their polar bodies look like. Then when they fertilize, we can determine if they're fertilizing normal. We can determine, did they fertilize naturally or did we have to use ICSI? With IVF, we can watch them grow and see, do they grow through blastulation and make sure that they go from the single cell all the way to a blastocyst. We can even then biopsy those embryos and we can test them to find out which ones are genetically normal and which ones are abnormal. And even a step further, we can even determine if the genetic problem's coming from the female or the male. The point is, there is a lot of detail, and no one expects you to know it. And so, what I want to talk about is, what are those things you would talk to your doctor about? I've had patients who've gone through IVF, and maybe they don't get as many embryos as they want. And so, we come back and we talk about it, and we talk about adjustments we can make, and they're very happy with that. But the ones I worry the most about are the ones who have failed cycles. I have seen patients who have gone through other clinics who have a failed IVF cycle and never follow up with a doctor. And whether whose fault that is, I don't know, but the point is they never followed up. And so when they see me, they have no hope. In their mind, they did the best thing there is, and it didn't work, which means they're never going to get pregnant in their mind. But in reality, if they would have met with that doctor could have talked to them about things such as what could be done to be better, could have also made sure that they understand the things they did didn't cause problems. So it's always important whenever you had a failed cycle to always make sure you talk to the doctor. It doesn't mean it has to be on the first IUI. It could be after three IUIs. But at some point, when you feel like you're not moving forward, it's important to get that closure. Talk to the doctor. Find out, is it something expected? For example, when people have unexplained infertility and they do IUIs, we only expect half the people to eventually get pregnant. So we're not going to be worried when it doesn't happen. But as a patient, you are going to think something must be really wrong because I'm not pregnant after three of these. When in reality, the doctor is probably in the back of my mind going, yeah, I probably knew it may not work, but we had to do it for, let's say, insurance purposes or for whatever reason you guys chose to. They knew that half the people wouldn't get pregnant anyways. But with IVF, it's extremely important because it is the best thing we have. And for most people, it seems like it should be 100%. That's how it feels. And so when it doesn't work, the feeling of hopelessness is very common. And more so, people start looking towards themselves of what they did wrong. I have patients ask me lots of questions about, could this have caused me not to get pregnant? Or could this cause a problem? And what's important is by meeting with them and going over these things, they're able to have some type of closure to know they didn't cause a problem. No one's going to be able to get rid of the pain of the failed cycle. Unfortunately, that's one of the things that we have to deal with when going on this journey is sometimes disappointment. And it sucks. It sucks a lot because it's not like, oh, I'll just try again. Sometimes that's not something you can do. Maybe you don't have the coverage. Maybe it's just not working. But what I can tell you is rarely is the problem you. Usually there's something that we can pinpoint to figure out what's wrong. And so if you have a failed cycle of IVF, your doctor can sit down with you, go through each step of the process, determining how did the stimulation go? Did you make enough eggs? Did you make less eggs than you expected? They can look at the fertilization and say, hey, you know what? You actually did amazing. I have patients where we end up doing an IVF cycle. We'll draw someone, let's say like 16 eggs, but only six fertilized, which is horrible. But of those six, like five of them go on to become a blastocyst. And they think their cycle went horrible. And I explained to them, really, when you look at it, it went amazing. It's just that your fertilization was so bad. That's why we ended up with fewer embryos. That's very useful information because now you get to walk away from that appointment and realize I actually didn't do bad. My eggs seem to be working fine. And once I make embryos, they grow out the blastocyst. It's just the fertilization was bad. And that's where you make those adjustments to be able to have better fertilization on the next IVF cycle if you choose to do one. Growth hormone's another one of those medications that, you know, everyone's always talking about and thinks it's a new thing, but it's technically been around for many, many years. But there are some people who benefit from it. And so when you're looking through your IVF cycle and they say, okay, the stim went well, the blastulation went well, but a lot of the embryos were poor quality at the end. When I say poor quality, I'm not talking about genetics, but fragmentation or asymmetry of the cells. And so they may choose to then add growth hormone, which again gives you some bit of hope that there is some adjustment here that can be made. You're not just trying again, which obviously is very frustrating. Trying again, you feel like it's going to be the exact same results. But in my mind, the most important thing is to talk about why it wasn't you. You hear me say this all the time about how it's important to get your questions answered, and you need to walk into that appointment with your doctor and have a list of questions. Even if you think it's dumb, you're like, hey, I was watching American Idol last night. Could that have caused a problem? Hey, you never know. Okay, Simon Cowell, he's very mean sometimes. It could cause your emotions to change. I get it. But the point is, ask the questions. There's no stupid questions because you didn't come away with a baby. And now you have to have the courage to try again. And that courage is only going to come if you feel comfortable knowing that when you try again next time, the chances are still good. What you're not going to end up doing is being able to have success if you don't ever try again. And so I truly, truly mean this when I say closure is so important, even if you're never going to do it again. I've had patients who have no plan to do IVF again, and we tell them they have to have a follow-up for a closure cycle. And they, you know, a lot of patients will get upset, and we even tell them, we won't even charge you for it. It's that important to be able to have that. And even though they weren't going to try again, when I get done talking to them, they feel very relieved because they thought it was something wrong with them, or they thought it was something wrong that they did. And so they're able to at least say, hey, we're not moving forward, but at least we feel that we did our best. And that closure of knowing you did your best, even though it didn't work, can at least let you know moving forward, you're never going to second guess it. You're never going to wonder what if. And that's why, regardless if you're going to move forward, regardless if you're even switching to another clinic, make sure you follow up with your doctor to find out why they think it didn't work, and to answer all those questions you have, because again, there are no dumb questions. In the end, you're not going to be happy that it didn't work, but you're going to be happy that at least you know why it didn't work, or at least have some comfort in knowing it wasn't something you did. And that way, it's going to give you the courage to move forward again, to have success with either another cycle, or if pure closure and you're going to stop, at least to have the confidence to know that when you had closure, you did your best and you can feel good that you're not going to keep moving forward. This is a topic that's really important to me. I really do take the time to always remind patients how it's not their fault. I know I've even done podcasts of talking about it's not your fault, but it's really important for you to know that. And like I said, make sure you follow up with your doctor, and hopefully, like us, they don't charge for a follow-up if you have the failed cycle, because it's that important to do it. And most don't, by the way, because it's really important. And like I said, even if you're not going to do it again, don't worry. The information gathered from it is only going to help you at least have closure, even if you're not going to move forward. Hopefully this was helpful to someone, or maybe someone who's going through IVF right now and at least knows in the future, you know, what to maybe do. Maybe you're someone who actually stopped. Maybe you never had closure and you're thinking, wow, I've always thought it was me and I never really did follow up to find out that it's something that can easily be fixed. And so what I'd recommend is, you know, listen to this, go back to your doctor, talk to them. Or, you know, if you have a friend who's going through it, let them know this too. One of the best examples I have of this was I had a patient who went through IVF, and unfortunately, the fertilization was horrible, and they did rescue ICSI. And their embryo quality wasn't that great, and they didn't have success on their first two transfers. They had a pregnancy positive, but not success. And they were basically going to give up. And I kept asking her to have a follow-up, and she didn't want to because she was just frustrated, and I get it. But eventually I sat down with her and I explained to her, you know, what happened. And she said, well, obviously my eggs are bad. And I had to explain to her that, no, you had rescue ICSI. That's not the same as having ICSI. And she didn't know that. She thought it was exactly the same chances. And I told her, no, it lowers your chances that if we did this right and now did ICSI, you're going to have a much different response. You'll have better blastulation, more embryos. And so we did it again. And this time, she got lots of embryos, very big quality, and with the first transfer, was successful. The point is, closure is important. As always, thank you so much for listening to us. And, you know, please tell everyone about us. And if you have a topic you want me to talk about, send me a message on either Facebook, send it to me through email at tbft@newdirectionfertility.com. And if you really like it, give us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast medium. As always, I like talking to you guys every week and look forward to talking to you again next week on Talk About Fertility Tuesday.